Kitrei Daf Zvachim Daf Chaf. Zvachim Daf Chaf, and we are on Yutes Mabez. Towards the bottom of the Amid, and we started talking about the halacha of Rechitzas Yadayim Veraglayim. Got into Mechusrei Begadim, and now we got into Rechitzas Yadayim, the mitzvah of washing one's hand, the Kohen washing one's hands and feet before he starts the Avoda in the morning, and the Isser of doing the Avoda without having washed hands and feet. And the effect on the avoda in a case where the this type of kohen does it. So the Gemara spoke about towards the bottom a machlokas between Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon, where the machlokas is what happens in the morning. What happens if the kohen washed his hands at night and then he continued doing the avoda during the night and into the morning? Does he have to wash his hands again? Is lina mo'eles b'kiddush yadayim v'raglayim? Mo'el here doesn't mean help and be a good thing, but does it have an effect? Does it have an effect? Does the morning mean that, oh, now the effect of your original washing has expired or not? Rebbe holds that in the morning you have to wash your hands again. Sarach l'kaddish bayom, because Rebbe says lina mo'eles b'kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. It has an effect. Rav Elazar Reb Shimon says no, as long as you wash your hands at the beginning of whatever you were doing, the avoda, during the night, so then you do not have to wash your hands again. And we had two brises that describe that machlokas. And then let's start again with the my time up. My time at the Rebbe, about six lines up from the bottom. What are the sources for each of these shitas? My time at the Rebbe, dechsiv bigishtam. Why does Rebbe say that in the morning you have to now wash your hands again? Because it says bigishtam. When you come close to the new ma'aracha, Rashi says, so then you have to wash your hands again. Bigishtam. When you, the again, let's read the whole pasuk. It's the psukim in Ki sisa, the psukim say, "Va'sisa kiyar nachoshes, v'chano nachoshes l'rachsa." You shall make a kiyar and a kano, the kiyar and the base. V'nasata uso beino amoid uvenem mizbeach, v'nasata shem amayim. Put it between the amoid and the mizbeach, which is interesting. Where the kiyar is located, right? It's not where we might have thought it should be located. If you walk into the azara from the east, and you go through Shar and Nicanor, and you come into the Azara, then you have the first 11 Amos are the place where the Yisraelim are allowed to walk in. And then the next 11 Amos are the place where the Kohanim are allowed to walk around. And then you get to the Mizbeach, and then after the Mizbeach, so that's where the Kiyar is, before the Heichal. So you would have thought that would have been proper to put the Kiyar between the entrance and the Mizbeach. But Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, put it beyond the Mizbeach after coming in, between the Mizbeach and the Ulam and the Heichal. And the Torah tells us, V'rachatzu Aharon uvanam imenu, esidem esraglayim, Aaron and his sons shall wash their hands and feet in the Kiyar. When they, when what? The next pasuk. Bivoam alo amoed, yirchatzu mayim alo yamusu. When they come into the amoed, they shall wash their hands and they shall not die. Oh, vigishtam el hamizbeach, l'shares. Or when they come close to the mizbeach to serve, lakdir yishal Hashem, to be maktir, right, to burn something on the mizbeach. Brachatzu yidei raglev alo yamusu. A third pasuk. Right, they shall wash their hands and feet, and they shall not die. V'haisalem chak olam lo ulazarol adarosam. And it's something that applies forever. Maybe that's a remez to what we mentioned at the end of yesterday's shiur about the Rashba. One of the three reasons we wash in the morning is as a parallel to the Kohen about to do the Avod in the base of Migdash. So, lo ulazaro ledarosav. But the Gemara now was talking about the middle pasuk chaf. Bivoam, the two phrases. First it says bivoam, when you come to the Omoid, and it also says bigishtam, when you come close. So, what are those two phrases? So, that's what the Gemara here says again, is the machlokas. My time at the Rebbe, dechsiv bigishtam, my time at the Rebbe, also Rebbe Shemin, dechsiv bivoam, each one focuses on a different word in the pasuk. So, v'yidach nami haksiv bivoam, what does Rebbe do to bivoam? Bigishtam sounds like a new avoda, when he comes close to do the avoda, that's why you have to wash your hands in the morning. What about, what does he do with the phrase bivoam? Iksiv bigishtam aloksiv bivoam, if he only had bigishtam, hava amina akal gisha v'gisha. I would have thought on each and every gisha, on each and every avoda, even during the same day, you have to have a new washing. That's not true. Kazarachmana bivoam. You come once, come once to do the avodah that you only have to have it once. What does Reb Elazar b'Reb Shimon do with Bigishtam, which sounds like maybe you would have to do it for the new Gisha in the morning? If it only had Bivoam, Hava Amina Afilu Abia Reikanis. I would have thought that maybe even on Breikanis, even on an empty Bia, even on just walking into the area, if it just said Bivoam, just walking in, you're going to be chayef. Kamash Balan, that's why you have to have the word of Bigishtam to say that only if you have something to do. You're purposely walking in to accomplish something. Bigishtam, you're going towards the Avoda, that's where you're going to be chayef. Our Gemara clearly states at this point, assumes that Bia Reikanis you're not chayef for. Right, that's what it sounds like. So the Gemara says, Abia Reikanis, what's the Hava Mina? Haksiv L'Shareis? It says, L'Shareis to serve, right, later on in the Pasuk. Bigishtam el HaMizbeach, L'Shareis, Lakti Rishel Hashem. Right, so what's the, of course, it's only if you're coming in to serve. So the Gemara says, Ella, okay, you're right. Bigishtam, Ibarli, because Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. Bigishtam is teaching me what Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says. Dam Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Hakomo de Bekidish Sheni, Kshihu Lavush Mekadesh. Everybody agrees that the Kiddush Sheni he does when he is dressed. What does this mean? We mentioned already yesterday, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur does 5 tefillos and 10 Kiddushin. When does he do that? Every time he changes his clothes, he goes to the mikvah. And also, every time he changes his clothes, he does Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. He does it once for the Begadim he's taking off, and he does it once for the Begadim, the new Begadim he's putting on. So when does he do that? So there is a machlokas tanaim. When he takes off the begadim, does he do the kiddush before he takes them off or right after he takes them off? That's the machlokas. But the Gemara here says that everybody agrees when he puts on the new ones, he first puts on the new ones and then he does kiddush adayim v'raglayim. That's what it means of hakol modim. Everybody agrees by the kiddush sheni, by the one after the tevila, right? Even though Rashi says it's machlokas rabbanan Rami Meir about the kiddush shelefnei hatevila, everybody agrees for the second one that he does it only after he is wearing the begadim. Da'amar kra o vigishtam. That's the pasuk that says bigishtam when you come close to do the avodah. Misheino mechusar ela gisha bilvad. Who is one who is only lacking? The pasuk's talking about somebody who's only lacking gisha coming close to the mizbeach. Yatzazesha mechusar levisha vigisha. Excluding this person, if he wouldn't be dressed yet, he would be missing too. Events that he has to partake in. He has to get dressed and he has to come close, and that's not what the Pasuk is talking about. So again, even though this Pasuk is in Parshas Kisisa, it's not specifically about the Avodas Yom Kippurim, so the word Bigishtam, the Gemara says, is alluding to that Avoda. Good. Bia Reikanis, if you look here on the word Hava Amina, and the Gemara says, you would have thought even Bia Reikanis Kamash Balan, the Gilyan Hashas points to the Tosfos in Sanhedrin and Daf Pe Gimel. Tosfos there quotes that maybe it's a machlokas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi about Bia Reikanis. According to the Bavli, it seems to be mutter, but according to the Yerushalmi, it seems to be a problem. That's what Tosas quotes, and that's what the Rabbi Kiva Eger here is alluding to, that Tosas. But if you look at other Rishonim, there are other deos as well. The Ritzbah in Tosfos in Meseches Yuma has a chilek. He says that, are you coming... which place are you coming to? Says the Tosfos. There, the Tosfos discusses. V'kashal Rabbi Yosi Rebbe Chanina. Kiva denach nafgalei mechlasayim yivizeh adavar havizekilu mechlasayim namiksivi hacha v'tiritz ritzvah. Demisa degabe mechlasayim itzrich lechayev afilu bebir reikunis a'ohel moed. The chiyav misa, the context there is wearing about mechusar begadim, even the pants, even the mechnasayim. So the Ritzvah says, the pasuk there is needed to teach me that you're chayav even on an empty bia by coming in with mechusar begadim to the ohel moed. Misha nichnas mechusar begadim, kidachsiv, ahayu al arva, abadim, bavam al ohel moed. V'chein, and this is what's important for us, this is Tosas Yuma Hamabes, v'chein b'shalo rachus yadayim, even if you don't wash your hands and feet. Dichsiv bivawam eloamawid, your chatsu, o vagistam elabizbechlasharis, bechayiv, a oamawid, afilu abiyarekanis. Even on abiyarekanis, your chayiv. Says Tosfos, so what is our Gemara talking about? The Hadik Amar beperik beis dezvachim ikas v'achwanim b'vohem v'lo k'siv b'gishtam hava amina afila b'ir reikanis mashma d'lofia emes lo machayiv b'ir reikanis. Our Gemara clearly is mashma, implies that you're not chayiv. Yesh lomar haynu amizbeach v'hachi perusho iksiv b'vohem ela ol moed o ela mizbeach. If it only had that v'lo k'siv l'shareis hava amina da afilu amizbeach b'chayiv b'ir reikanis. Kamash v'lanta amizbeach lo machayiv. Going to the Mizbeach. Let's say again, remember, you come into the Azara from the east, and you go through the Ezra Sisra, all the first 11 Amos, then the Ezra Skorn, and the next 11 Amos, you come to the Mizbeach. So coming up to the Mizbeach, and then leaving, you're not Chayav on Bi'er Reikonis. That's what the Argamara means. Talking about the Mizbeach. But, Oel Moed, going into the Hecho, so then you're Chayav even on Bi'er Reikonis. That is a violation. The Mizbeach without washing hands and feet, okay, maybe it's not a good idea, but you're not going to be chayev misa for that. But if you go into the hecho, so then that is a separate din, then you are chayev even on Bi'er Reikonis. And the Nitziv says, maybe it's even meduyik in the pasuk that we just read. The Nitziv says, again, what does the pasuk say? Bivoam el oel moed, your chatsu mayim, velo yamusu. Going to the oel moed, wash your hands so that you won't die. O v'gishtam el amizbeach l'shareis, L'hakdiri shel Hashem. No phrase after that. Next pasuk. V'rachatzu yideh v'raglayim v'lo yamusu. But you don't have one right at the end of the second phrase. Elanira says the Nitziv right here in the Hemek Davar. D'mishune azhara d'kiddush adayim v'raglayim y'levishas begadim. There's a chilek. D'bilevishas begadim shove heichal l'mizbeach. She'enu muzar ela b'shas avoda. When it comes to mechusar begadim, there's no difference between the heichal and the mizbeach. Vil l'shareis b'kodesh t'ksiv sham koi gam alo amoid. M'shabach yksiv l'shareis b'kodesh t'mash b'o b'fnim. Ava b'kiddush adayim raglayim, musarim ala heichal afilu al b'yareikanis. Even on an empty v'haynu l'takein. You're not going to serve, you're going in for some other reason. V'chadome. Even Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's why the Torah separated Bevoam alo moed is even a Bi'er Reikonis. Bigishtam alo mizbeach l'shareis. Why do you have two phrases? And why by the mizbeach it adds in the word l'shareis? Right, that's Musa rak alo mizbeach and not on the Bia la'ohel moed. And the Ziv says maybe it's even alluded to in the psukim themselves. If you look in the Rambam in Mitzvahs Asay Chav Dalid, you're chayiv to do rechitza on every knisa. You're only chayiv misa on avoda. That's the Rambam in the mitzvahs asay of washing one's hands. The Rambam here, this is mitzvah Chav Dalid. Nitztaba akonim levad l'rchot yedem raglam b'chol zman sheyutzrichon leikanes lahechal. O lehikarev l'avoda. You have to wash your hands, the mitzvahs asay, every time you go in, or to the Heichal, or to be makriv la'avoda. Zuhi mitzvahs kiddush adayim raglayim. But then he quotes, mitzvahs asay zehu over aleha, chayev misa b'dei shamayim. Klomar, koin sheshimesh b'amikdash. Shalorach hasidayim raglayim, chayev misa b'dei shamayim. So he says in line one, you have to wash your hands every time you go in for anything, or to be makriv, do the avoda. But then he says, chayev misa b'dei shamayim is only the avoda without washing one's hands. So it could be kind of the opposite direction of the ritzvah. The ritzvah in that Tosfos in Yuma, if you go to the mizbeach, it's somewhat less. They're going to get to the ulam. Ulam is even Bi'er Reikonis. And the mizbeach is less. The Rambam is saying, l'shareis, the avoda is what's crucial. If you do the avoda without the washing one's hands and feet, that's more chamor than just going in. And maybe there's two different dinim. If you look in Rav Asher Weiss and the Minchas Asher, here he says maybe it's two. What would be the problem with Bi'er Reikonis? Think about Lumdus. I didn't do anything. I walked in, I walked out. Why is that a problem? Why would that be a problem in the Heichal? More than the Azara. The Azara also has Kedusha. And the Azara going into the Dulei Avoda, there's also a problem. Why? So he says maybe there's two din. Maybe there's a din in the Gavra, has to wash hands, or the Avoda, Gavra / Avoda. And then there's a din in the Makom. There's a violation. This makom is so intensely holy, you cannot walk in here without having done the proper preparations. So that we understand very well that Heichal might be more chomor. Even some of Bi'er Reikonis, you have violated the makom. If I go in without washing one's hands and feet. The Azara has Kedusha, but the washing there is more a din in doing the Avoda. and therefore is more related. A birei kadosh wouldn't violate that, because that doesn't have the problem of makom. That's a din in the gavra, maisa, avoda, and not the makom. That's what he suggests here in Simin Nun Ches, in Minchas Asher al HaTorah. Maybe it's a two dinim, and again, many of the other achronim also suggest this. Debez dinim heim bebitzas kiddush adayim raglayim. Ha'echad bekiddush yisorach avoda, v'chayev bo kol abal avod avoda, v'ha'acher bekiddush yisoda bekdushas ha'echol, v'romamuso, u'ka'osa d'shanina b'masisan. Like, we'll learn to the Mishnah in Kalim, and then he has a beautiful diuk. Why does the Ramban, we mentioned this yesterday, 2 days ago, the Ramban gets very upset about the Rambam that he counts a separate mitzvah of Big Day Kahuna. The Ramban says, that's just part of the Avoda. Why are you counting that? And yet the Ramban is silent by Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. Right? He does not mention any problem with counting it separately. So the Ramban is comfortable having a separate concept of Kiddush Adayim Raglayim separate from Avoda, while by Big Day Kahuna, he is not comfortable. What's the difference? So it could be that the Ramban has this other concept of Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, and he's okay with Kedushas Makom. The idea of a violation of the Makom not having, right, and that for some reason the Ramban would say that then that's a problem only by Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, that's a violation, but by Mechusa Begadim, that is not. Right? That's the suggestion of the Minchas Asher. Okay, there's more, but let's continue. There's a Minchas Chinuch there, if we have time, to get back to on the Mitzvah of Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, and Mitzvah Kufav, but let's continue though now. So now the Gemara picks up, fourth to last word, says the Gemara. So now we get back to the Psukim. There's two extra words in the Psukim. Right? The Pasuk says you have to wash your hands when you go to the Mizbeach, to Lushareis, and then it says Lahakterisha. Why Dafka Lahakterisha? What about Lizrok? What about all the other avodos? Why is it dafka to be maktir, to burn? Why does the dafka emphasize that? L'hakir isha l'amali. So the Gemara says, lau detema, I might have thought, hani mili avoda de makva kapara. One only requires, ruchis yaseh d'ayim raglayim, when I do an avoda, that is crucial, that's ma'akev the kapara. Aval avoda de lo makva kapara lo, but by an avoda that's not ma'akev the kapara, maybe I don't have to do it. Lo, kamash malan. That's why dafka quotes, l'hakir isha. Hector chalavim evarim, which are not, hector se murin, which are not ma'akev, even that, I need to do rechitza yadayim raglayim before I do the avod. Okay. And again, as I mentioned, I have down the Dvir HaKodesh here also, din ba'avoda, din b'makom, right, there's din b'kohen. Well, you have the same type of similar chakira that you had by the begadim as you do by the, rechitza. Good. Ki asa Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Yochanan. When Rav Dimi came, he reported in the name of Rav Yochanan. And again, whenever we have Rav Dimi, we usually know that Ravin's on the horizon. Right? So, ki asa Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan quoted a question of Ilfa. Boi Ilfa. L'divri ha'omer ein lina mo elas b'kiddush adayim raglayim. According to the opinion of Rav Blazer Rav Shimon, that lina has no effect in the morning. Meaning, if I wash my hands during the night, so that I don't have to wash my hands in the morning again. According to that opinion, Ilfa wondered, may kiyar mao sheyipaslu. What about the water in the kiyar itself? Meaning we know that usually, as Rashi describes here, usually the kiyar was set up on a pulley system, and it was lowered every night, connected to a natural spring underneath the azara, and then in the morning it was, you know, you start to pull it up. But what happens if for some reason it wasn't? It wasn't put down, right? If it wasn't mushka babor one night. So, just like we say, according to Elazar Reb Shimon, the water on the Kohen's hands doesn't become problematic when morning comes. Lina enamo elas. So what about the water in the kiyar? Is that the same thing? Do we say the water also doesn't become problematic in the morning? Or do we say, no, there's a difference. Mi amrinan, do we say, hani lamai, what is the purpose of this water in the kiyar? L'kiddush adayim raglayim. So kiddush adayim raglayim, gufayu l'pasu b'hulina. It's for the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, but if the Kohen already did it and it's on his hands, so Lina doesn't passel, O Dilma or not, Kivan de Kaddish Lu b'Kli Shareis Mifsali. Or do we say no? Since it is sanctified in a Kli Shareis by other items in a Kli Shareis, so it gets ruined. So therefore here too, right, it should get ruined by being in the Kli Shareis. And that is, like Rashi says, Delo Dami le Kiddush Adayim Shamayim Nigvu Vein Lina Malachul. Right, the water on the Kohen's hands, that was hours ago, it already dried up, it's not there anymore. right? There's no chefza. There's nothing tangible for the effect of the morning to be chal on. Mashen kein, the water in the kiyar, that of course is sitting there. That's Rashi's important lashon. Ve'ein lina al malachul. Right, that might be the difference, right? I might have said a different way to look at it. The water on the hands, it's what we might call na'asis mitzvaso. It was already used for the mitzvah. So maybe that's why it's not as subject to lina being mo'eles. Mashenki, the water in the kiyar, it was not used yet. Right, so therefore, that is the suffix that Rabbi Yochanan quotes that Ilfa had about the shita of Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon. Right, that is what Rav Dimi reported. Kiyasa Rav, and we'll get back to that line about klisharis. Let's just continue. Be'ezras Hashem, Kiyasa Rav, and Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah. When Ravin said, he quoted Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hadar Pashat Ilfa. He said Ilfa figured it out. Kemachlokas bazu, kach machlokas bazu. It's a parallel machlokas. Just like Rebbe says, the water on your hands are affected, so too the kiyar water is affected. Reb Shimon would say, just like the hands, the water on the hands is not affected, so too the water in the kiyar is not affected. Amar lefan of Rebbe Yisrael Barbisna, Rebbe Ato Merkein. Is that really true? You really heard the report that he answered and he said, it is the same exam achlokas? Ela hachi amar Rabasi amar Biyochanan Mishpei de Ilfa. I heard the following Mesorah. Kiyar shaloshaku miba erev, mekadesh bimenu la'avodas laila, ulamachreda mekadesh. That's the statement of Ilfa. Right? If you didn't put it down, so then you could use it for the night avodos, but in the morning, eino mekadesh. What does that mean? Eino mekadesh. Vahavinan ba, lamachre eino mekadesh delo tsarech lekidush. Is the point that you don't need kiddush? Lo tzarecha, this is following Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, who says that lina is not poseles, it is not moeles. O dilma, ifsala balina, or does it mean, ina makadish, you cannot use this. Maybe it's like Rebbe, and you need to be makadish your hands, and you cannot use this because it was nifsal. And even according to Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, you wouldn't be able to use it. V'lo pashalan, and he did not explain, mar, kapashale mifshat. We had a question, what Ilfa meant. And Rabbi Yochanan did not know what Ilfa meant. And you're telling me that Ilfa made a statement about it? Right? So that is the question that Ravin quoted from Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah, Gemara Tainus, please. Anyway, so that is the question. Actually, the line, so we're going to have to answer the question, which we'll try to prove B'ez Hashem in a minute. But the Gemara had quoted the line of, once something is in a klisharis, it is more susceptible to lina. Right? If something wasn't niskadish yet in a klisharis, that it doesn't achieve the intense kedusha of kedushas haguf, and that's why it's not as susceptible, it's not as kadosh, therefore it's not as susceptible. That's exactly the direction that we mentioned a couple of days ago. The idea of sometimes the more special or kadosh or delicate it is, the harder it is, the harder they fall. Right? If something is not kadosh, then it doesn't become lina zabo elis. Only if it was diskadosh, but klisharis, so then it would be mo elis. Right? We have this by Hilchas Tuma Vatara. Right? We know there's an aviavos atuma, that's a dead body, and then we have an avatuma, there are many avos tumos, and then an av can make a rishon, and a rishon can make a sheni. And that applies to most things in life. And then we have shlishi and revi'i only by certain items. We have a shlishi even by truma, right? Meaning if truma touches a sheni, so then the truma can become a shlishi. Even though if chulin touches a sheni, nothing happens to it. Because the more kadosh something is, the more one might be able to detect stains on it. And if shlishi touches most things in the world, nothing happens. But if a shlishi touches a karbon, then the karbon can become a revi'i. That's the lowest it gets, right? And that's why, because again, the carbon is the most kadosh. The holier something is, the more kadosh something is, so then the more susceptible it is to tuma. And that's what we quoted outside, but I'll read it inside today from the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma says, exactly the same idea here, only if it's in a klisharis, the Meshech Chachma in Beshalach, where he discusses the two kenisos la eretz Yisrael, the Gemara kitchel rishona lo kitchel aselavo, and the kedusha shniya kitchel aselavo, which the Rambam says the first the kenisa of the kedusha of eretz Yisrael was based on kibush, on conquering, and once we were conquered and vanquished and said that the tegalus, so that was ruined. Mashenki, the second kedusha of Ezra was by kibush, was by chazaka, was by settlement. We came back, we didn't fight any wars, we had permission from Koresh to go resettle and build the base of Mikdash. That was chazaka, and that's not undone. That's not undone. That is the Rambam sheet. And all the Mefarshim wonder what's the difference between Kibush and Chazaka. The Kesef Mishnah there wonders what the difference is. The Tosfos Yatif. But almost all of the Mefarshim explain somehow the second Kedusha was stronger than the first, and that's why it lasts. The Meshech Chachma does exactly the opposite. The first one was stronger, and that's why it was easier to lose. And he quotes a model from Bechoros and Daf Mem Zayin. Livia sheniv eles be'ilas nus, a Livia, that's nivala lapasola, nostin la min amaiser vochal. So Livia can still be maiser rishon, if she's nivala lapasola. Kohenes, kivan de'iv'ila havila kezara. But a Kohenes sheniv la lapasola, so then she's like a Zara. She's even less than a Livia. V'yafilu kedushas Livia pakam imanu. She even loses. And why is that? That's what the Meshech Chachma says. V'nimsa dekibush Eretz Yisrael haya al yidei ha'aron. The first time they went in with Eretz Yisrael and the Aron, everybody going in. Kain beis ha'migdash haya al yidei gilui shechina, v'lachein ki chatu Yisrael paka kedushasam legamrei, v'avikilu lo nechbeshu. Aval babaye sheini shelo haya kibush al yidei Aron, shelo haya Aron, u'bebeis ha'migdash lo haya shechina. It was much less. They have an Aron, they have the Shechina, like the Gemara says in Yuma at the end of the first parak, the five things that were missing in Bayisheni. Imkein lo havi akadusha berum hamaala ad ki tifka mehashimamon vahachurban. V'lachein adayin hein bekdushas and kayamin. That's why it's possible to still have kedusha that retains. V'havi kalavia shenivala b'ilas nus. The second going in was like a levia. To lo nifka kedushas levia. And what is that doing in Bishalach, because he says that's what the Medrash means. And the Gemara, Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem, Zubia Rishona. Ad Yavar Amzu Kanisa, Zubia Shnia. The first one going in has Hashem's name in it. Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem, we say it every morning. Pierce, Tabamarisha Shaide Hashem, Gili Shchidava Aron. Ad Yavar Amzu Kanisa, Zubia Shnia. Shaisa below Aron, Ubelo Gili Shchina, Umishim Zelo Zachar Bo Hashem. Valachain. And that is why, because it didn't have Hashem, Tivimov Sitaimo Bahar Nachalascha, Shehekinatua Laola. Umaye Kedushaso, Machona Shiftacha Pa'alta Hashem. Lamiye Muchan, Lamikdash Hashem Kodin Yadecha, we're waiting for the Mikdash Shlishi, Ashe Yerid Baruyim Shechlam and Hashemayim, like Rashi says in Sukkah, he doesn't call it Tosfos, and the other calls Rashi, that the base of, we're waiting for the base of Mikdash to come down. V'lachein, B'bayisheni, you didn't have that yet, so we're waiting for it to happen. V'doketev. And be very careful with this thought. Good. So this is that's a little bit about that's why only if it's in a klisha race is it nifsal, and the kiyor is a klisha race, and that was the suffix of the gemara. But we have two versions though now of Ravin and Rav Dimi. What exactly did Ilfa say? Did Rabbi Yochanan quote Ilfa as having a suffix, or did Rabbi Yochanan quote Ilfa as answering the question? Tashma, so we're about to try to answer. Okay, we'll get back to it this time. The Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan. This is Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan. Right, the discussion of them, the friends that we know from Tainus Chaf Aleph about when they left Yeshiva, the great story there. Hopefully we'll have time. But let's continue first and try to bring a raya. Tashma, says the Tosefta in Yuma, Ben Katin asa shtei masar dad l'kiyor. We know that Ben Katin made a very nice kiyor. It used to be only a couple of kohanim could use the kiyor at one time. He made 12 faucets on the kiyor. So you could have many kohanim, all the kohanim that were needed, who were osek in the carpet tumen in the morning, they could wash their hands and feet, bebas achas, at one moment. Afu asa mukhni l'kiyor. He also made a pulley system. That's how Rov Rishonim understand what a mukhni is. L'kiyor, shlo yud maimal av nifsal and belina, so that the water doesn't become nifsal, belina, overnight. So what does that mean? Who is that according to? Meaning, if you wouldn't lower it, it would be nifsal. Who would that be according to? So my love, Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, isn't that even according to Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon? Meaning Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, who says that water does not, lina is not moelis with the water on your hands, he would agree that lina is moelis on the water in the kiyar. And as Rashi says, because there's water there now, it's not all dried up. So, therefore, isn't that a raya? Because we assume that this Ben Katin and this Brisa is according to everybody, Lekulei Alma. Mer says, Lo Rebbe, maybe it's only, this Brisa is only Rebbe's opinion. Rebbe, who says, it's a lina is a problem on the hands, is also a problem in the kiyar. Rav Elazar, Reb Shimon would say, you don't have to lower it every night. Says the Gemara, Vahmi Dereisha, Rav Elazar, Reb Shimon, Seifanami, Rav Elazar, Reb Shimon, for 1 second. The earlier part of the Brisa is like Rav Elazar, Reb Shimon, so we would assume this is also.
And then, if that's true, then you would have a raya that even Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon would require you to lower it to Tani Reisha. Because why? What does the Reisha originally say? Ba lo eitzel paro. If the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur comes next to his par to do vidui, right? V'chiper ba'ado uva ad beso. If he comes, the par, and where was the par? Par hayo omi bit of ulam mizbeach. The par was in between the ulam and the mizbeach. Right? On the west side of the mizbeach. In front of the ulam. The ulam was the area right in front of the heichal. Right? It was a wide hallway. Right in front of the heichal. So the par was between the ulam and the mizbeach. Verosho, ledaro, mupan of lamayra. The cow was facing north-south. It was facing north-south, but its head was tilted towards the west. Towards the heichal. That's where the cow was standing. Va'kohen, and the kohen was on the east side of the cow. Va'kohen omed b'mizrach, mupan of lamayra. And the kohen was standing facing the west also. So, and he was doing this avoda. He was doing this avoda. So where was he standing? He was on, if you would picture in our heads, Rashi has a picture of it also, but if you would picture in our heads the Mizbeach goes north-south, right, up. So this animal was being shechted on the northwest side of the Mizbeach. Who holds that that's good enough to be called Safon? We know that Kutche Kutchim have to be shechted on the north side. As we're about to see, there are three different opinions. Where are we allowed to shecht Kutche Kalim? One opinion, as we'll see, is directly above the Mizbeach. Directly north. Others also add in the northwest. Others also add in the northeast of the Mizbeach. So here we go. So this Brisa says northwest is okay. Mancha is laid to Omar ben Ulam Mizbeach Safon. Who is the one that says? Ulam Mizbeach, meaning not directly on top of the Mizbeach north, but northwest, that's also good enough to be called Safon. Who says that? Lazar Reb Shimon. Lazar Reb Shimon says that Titania Ezehu Safon. Who? Because he says, what is Safon? Three shitas. Mikir Mizbeach Utsfoni Va'adkosel Azara Tsfoni. According to the first opinion, directly north. Due north of the Mizbeach. Ukinegad Kol Mizbeach Kulo Safon. Devi Reb Yosi Reb Yehuda. That's the first opinion. It has to be north of the Mizbeach Mamish, not just the north area of the Azara. North of the Mizbeach. Rabbi Elazar, Reb Shimon, Mosif, Afin, Ulam, the Mizbeach. Rabbi Elazar, Reb Shimon, is Mosif even the northwest. That's where this Brisa describes what you're doing. Bein Ulam, the Mizbeach. Rebbi Mosif, Af, Makam, Drishas, Ragle, Akoanim. Even the Makam, Drishas, Ragle, Akoanim, meaning northeast of the Mizbeach, 11 Amos, Umakam, Drishas, Ragle, Israel. Even all the way east. As long as it's north, as long as you draw a horizontal line that goes, right, east-west from the top edge of the Mizbeach across, anywhere above that line north is okay according to Rebbe. Aval menachalifos velefnim, but all the way on the west side, let's say north of the Heichal, that's too far west, even though that's the north side. Right, menachalifos velefnim akol modem shepasel. That's too much. So what do you see from this Brisa? So you see that where's the Kohen standing? On the northwest side of the Mizbeach. Who's the one that says that that's good for Tzafon? Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon. So if that's his Shita in the Reisha, so it must be his Shita in the Sefer too. So we say, oh, it must be a Raya that Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, even though he says the water on the hands of the Kohanim don't become Nifsal overnight in the morning, but the water in the Kiyar would. So Gemara says, wait a minute, if it's Tizbara, Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, Evelo Rebbe, this Brisa only reflects the Rulazar of Shimon Shita and not Rebbe. Rebbe also allows it. Remember, Rebbe even allows even northeast. But this Brisa could be Rebbe's opinion, not Rulazar of Shimon. Hashta Rebbe ad Rebbe Yosi Rebbe Yehuda Mosif ad Rulazar of Shimon lo Mosif. Rebbe says the entire north side of the Mizbeach, even the northeast side of the Mizbeach is good. So there's no Raya that this Brisa is Dafkar Rulazar of Shimon. It's also Rebbe. And then you don't have a Raya again. You don't have a Raya for Rulazar of Shimon holding one way or the other. Zohar says, "Anan hachi kamrinan." This is what our proof is why that part of the brisa should be is only Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon. Isal gadai dech Rebihi. If really it reflects Rebbe's opinion, so then why does the dafka say you have to do it on the northwest side? Look, b'bavakam drishas ragli kohanim, u'bavakam drishas ragli Yisrael. Right? Why don't the brisa would have said you could do it east, northeast? Why? Rashi says. Lav orech ara, right in the middle of the fat lines in Rashi. Lav orech ara lakrubi lahechal. To go so close to the hechal, just to do an avoda that you could do closer, further out from the hechal, you wouldn't go close. The hechal, as we said before, is an intense kedusha, right? Even according to that Tosfos, even if you walk in to do nothing, right? It's a problem. So Rashi explains, if you would be allowed to do this avoda further out, further east, that's where you would do it. And according to Rebbe, you're allowed to do it further out. The fact that Dafka says that you do it not further out, only northwest of the Mizbeach, it must be that it is only reflecting Elazar Reb Shimon Shita, who says you're not allowed to do it northeast. Says the Gemara, okay, but you still have another problem. Elamai, Reb Elazar Reb Shimon Shita, so you're saying, oh, it's Reb Elazar Shimon and not Rebbe. So look when Bikir Mizbeach Tzvoni Vat Kosol Azor Tzvoni. So why don't you say you could do it, he should do it on the north side of the Mizbeach? Why do you even have to go further in at all? According to Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, right? Do north of the Mizbeach is also kosher. I, so why don't you say that? Elamai is the Chalameimar. Why would you say that even according to Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, instead of doing it due north, you have to go further in and do it northwest? Mishum Cholsha de Kohen Gadol. You don't want the Kohen Gadol to have to walk so much. You want everything to be in the place that's closest, right? And he gets very weak. He's been up all night and he has a very busy day. So that's why you would do it there. So Achanami Mishum Cholsha de Kohen Gadol. So, also, you might say, even according to Rebbe, you would do it. So, therefore, again, it could be that this b'risa reflects Rebbe's opinion, not Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. So, we end up with no raya. With no raya, what would Reb Elazar Reb Shimon say about the water in the kiyar? Again, and we end up with Ilfa's shaila. Good. Okay, we'll mention it now. Maybe we'll just now at the end of this section. Ilfa and Reb Yochanan, we know we're friends. We know we're friends from Tainus Chafalov. They were the ones that left the yeshiva together. And Rabbi Yochanan heard the Malachim talking, and Ilfa did not hear the Malachim talking. Right here, you see, Ilfa is not quoted too often in Shas, but here he's quoted, Hadar Pashat Ilfa. Rabbi Yochanan is quoting Ilfa. Rabbi Yochanan is quoting Ilfa. Rabbi Yochanan is the Kadal Adar. He's the author of the Talmud Yerushalmi. He's quoting Ilfa, yeah. Because he learned with Ilfa in yeshiva. Tainus Chafalov. Remember, they were on their way out because they said, we have to leave the yeshiva. And they stopped under a rickety bridge. Osvi tute gude reiya havikakarchi rifta. And they were having a picnic. Asu tre malachei hashares. Shamei Rabbi Yochanan dar mechad l'chaver. Rabbi Yochanan heard that one said to his friend, Nishti alayu hai gude. Let's throw this bridge on them. V'niktalinu. Shemenichin chai olam abba v'oskin mechai isha. These are two of the greatest minds of all of the human on earth right now. They should be still in yeshiva. Amar le'idach shavkinu. Leave him alone. Dika bahu chad akayim alei shaita. One of them is going to become the Gadol Adar. Rabbi Yochanan shama ilfa lo shama. Amar le'Rabbi Yochanan le'ilfa shama mar midi. You heard anything? Amar le'ilfa says no. Amar midi shami ana. V'ilfa lo shama. Shama mino le'didi kayim alei shaita. Rabbi Yochanan says, if I'm the only one that heard, it must be that they're referring to me. Rabbi Yochanan goes back. Ilfa does not go back, and Rabbi Yochanan becomes Rosh Hashiva and becomes the leader of Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan and the Gemara says, Amrulo, Iasiv Mar Vagaris lo havi malach mar, Ilfa. And he always said, if you would have gone back, then, you know, he would have been even greater. And he used to go on a Iskaria de Svinta and say, you know, test me, give me any price, I'll tell you where the source of it is in the Mishnah. We discussed this message of the Bali Musar in the past. It wasn't Ilfa's fault. He didn't hear. Maybe he could have heard. Rabbi Yochanan was tuned in on the right, correct divine frequency. But again, that's Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan, and here Ilfa quotes Rabbi Yochanan. But again, Ilfa obviously is one of the greats. We just don't have so much about him based on that Gemara in Tainus. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Viter. So now we have the two dots. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kidesh yada varagla the Trumas Hadeshen, lemachar eino tzarech lekadesh. Let's say Kohanim wake up very early in the morning. We know Trumas Hadeshen, that is the transitionary avoda. In the Beis HaMikdash, it is done at the end of the night, right before the morning, but it is the connection. It is considered the first avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. Even though it's really on a chronologic day and night scale, it will be the last avoda the previous day. But again, in Kachim, there's a transition. Rav Hirsch beautifully talks about the avoda of the Trumas Hadeshen in the beginning of Parshas Tzav, where it's mentioned, and he says that's life. Life is about the Trumas Hadeshen, about connecting to the past and looking forward to the future. That's the Trumas Hadeshen, and that's why everybody was so excited to do the Trumas Hadeshen, because that was like the transitionary avoda. Getting everything ready for today's avoda, but building on yesterday, right? It's removing the ashes of yesterday's avoda. So it has to do with yesterday's avoda. But it's setting the stage for today's avoda, right? That's the Trumas Hadeshen. So says Rabbi Yochanan, if the Kohen did kiddush on the raglaim for Trumas Hadeshen, lamachar ein otzarach lekadesh, He doesn't have to do Kiddush again in the morning. Shekvar Kiddush, Mitchilas Avoda. He already started and did it, Mitchilas Avoda. Good. So the Gemara says now, Loman, who is this referring to? Which Shita is Rabbi Yochanan referring to? Ila Rebbe, are we talking about Rebbe Ha'amar Pasla Lina? Rebbe says you should have to do Kiddush. Because he says, Lina is Moelis in the morning. Ilu Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon, Ha'amarin Sarach L'Kadesh, Avilu Mikavadas Aryamim. Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon says, you don't have a Chiyuv to be Makadesh. Even for, let's say, you're doing the Avodah the whole night, why would you have to be Makadesh for the Shumas Hadeshen? Right? Just keep going. So who is Rabbi Yochanan referring to? So Machlokas Abaye and Rava. Amar Abaye, La Olam Rebbe, maybe it's referring to Rebbe, V'Lina D'Rabbanani. Really, on a Daraisa level, Lina is only Moelis on something that's there. So it is there. But the fact that Lina is Moelis on the water that was dried out already, that's a din d'rabbanan. Velina Moelisi, umodi, to be kirvas hagever, vatsafer lo pasal lina. But if you wash your hands right before the morning, right, mikirvas hagever, right, for the time of the rooster, so we don't make you, there's no din d'rabbanan. There's a din d'rabbanan by a regular, you haven't done it right close to the morning. That's Abaya. Rava Amar, Rava argues. Right, Pashas Rava, Machlokas Abaye and Rava, whether Lina Moelis, according to Rebbe, is a Din Daraisa or a Din Darabanan. Abaye holds this is a Din Darabanan. Rava argues. Rava says, no, it's a Daraisa. And therefore, he cannot say it's Rebbe Shita. So he switches. La'olam Rebbe Reb Shimon he. Really, it's Rebbe Reb Shimon Shita who says that Lina does not affect. But Varav, Rebbe Yochanan, Dvarev, Betchilas Avodah, Lo Besof Avodah. Rebbe Yochanan says, fine, that can... The Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon says that Lina doesn't cause problems if you had just washed your hands, betchilas avodas hayom. You did it for the Trumas Hadeshen. But, sof avoda, if you did it many hours ago, and now it's the end of the avoda, so that is a problem. So Rebbe Yochanan holds the Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon partially. Right? A kind of a third shita. The Achronim here, one, to the Sfasemis and others. It sounds like Rebbe Yochanan has a third shita here. Right? He's not a pasuk like anybody. Could he do that? Is he a Tana? Rabbi Yochanan, he's early. Right? Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Tana Upalig. Do you say that by also by Rabbi Yochanan? Right? But here, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't seem to be modifying a shita, but just holding only like one of the shitos, halfway. Good. We continue. Meisvei. Ra'u echava koanim. So another try, asking Akasha. The Mishnah says in Maseches Tamid that Roach have a Kohanim sheyarad vehein ratzu ubo. Right, the Kohanim. Right, it's dark outside when the Kohanim does the Shuma session goes in and they listen for the pulley. The Mishnah is describing right when they know that it's happening. So then they run to start getting ready to take part in the Karban Tamid sheyarad vehein ratzu ubo, and they come quickly miaru vekitshu daim raglaim in the kiyar, and they do kiddush daim raglaim also from the kiyar bishlama. So again. This line in the Mishnah Tamid, does this work out for Abaya or for Rava? So Bishlama la Abaya, Demukim la Karebi, Abaya, who said that Rabbi Yochanan's line, remember Rabbi Yochanan said that if you wash your hands for Shumat Tadeshin, you don't have to wash your hands in the morning. That line, there was a machlokas between Abaya and Rava, who that line is going according to. So Bishlama la Abaya, Demukim la Karebi. Abaya said it's like Rebbe's opinion, and it's only Drabanan the Tzarech, and therefore Modi Rebbe, Dimikira Sagera Tzafalo Pasalina, Sahamani Rebbe he. So this line, this mission is also like Rebbe, that they, all the other Kohanim could also wash their hands right now, and it's not gonna be a problem as day breaks. El la Rava, Demukim la Karblazer Reb Shimon. But according to Rava, who says, that statement of Rebbe Yochanan is according to Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. Avala Rebbe, but according to Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, Mikira Sagera Tzafra Pasla Lina, really it's a Din Daraisa. Lina's posel in the morning. So then Hamani. So who is this Mishnah like? That the Kohanim are allowed to wash their hands late in the night for the morning. If Lina's Moelis, it should ruin it, according to Rebbe. E Rebbe, Pastalina. E Rebbe, Reb Shimon, Ha'amar Afilim Mikam Adasar Yamin Asorach L'Kadesh. So who's the Mishnah is reflecting? According to Rebbe, it should be problematic. According to Rebbe, Reb Shimon, you don't need to do it. So the Gemara answers the Olam Krebbe, Reb Shimon. It is referring to Reb Shimon. What was your problem? But Lina doesn't, shouldn't cause any problems. Fahachamayaskina, but Kahoani Chadati. You're talking about Kohanim who didn't do any Avoda during the night. They went to sleep. So when they wake up, there's no, Lina's is not Moelis, but again, they didn't wash their hands. And therefore, that's why they're going to want, they're gonna, need to wash their hands in this circumstance. Okay. We continue. There is a big discussion of, we mentioned here the Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen was done every single day. That's the halacha. Where was it put? The Rambam describes it. Rashi describes it. Al Torah, the beginning of Tzav. They took the Trumas Hadesh, they took the coin, put a shovel into the ashes. He went down the Mizbeach. He made a left and a left. And right there on the spot, on the ground, right next to the Mizbeach, he put that amount of ashes. That's the Trumas Hadeshen. That's the mitzvah. And sources say that miraculously, that deshen was absorbed into the ground. Miraculously. Right from that spot. That was Trumas Hadeshen. Hotsas Hadeshen, which is taking out, just making room on the Mizbeach, not just a little bit of Trumas Hadeshen, but just removing all the deshen from the Mizbeach, that's a machlokas Rishonim. How often? Was that also done every day or not? The Hotsas Hadeshen. That's a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. The Rashi on the Psukim in the beginning of Ayikra, and Tosfos in Yuma, it's done Mizman Lizman. Right? Mizman Lizman, whatever is needed, was not needed, every day. Right? Those are two different Psukim in the beginning of Parshas Tzav. The Torah describes. But when it comes to, here, the Psukim say, right, he picks up the deshen truma and he puts it right next to the mizbeach. Then he changes clothing and he does hotzah as hadeshen. Rashi says ve'in ze chove b'chol yom, aval hatruma chove b'chol yom. That's Rashi Shita, and that is Tosfos Shita. The Rambam in Hilchas Tmidin Musafin says no, every day, every day. And the Mishnah Lamelech has a big discussion of this right there on that Rambam. He asks, if it's a mitzvah every day, so why isn't it counted as a separate mitzvah? Im kein od yesh ladaktik lamalo manu moni ha-mitzvah, so hotzah sadeshen. V'lekele meimer debichlal shuma sadeshen. Deho hotzah zu eidem ima sheherim elame hadeshen shenishar bimizbeach la'acha sheherim. It's two different actions. The nira etzli bazehu the dafka truma sadeshen y mitzvah. The xeris akasifi she yarim milo amachta bechol yom yanichenu etzalam izbeach. The yishva ramazu shiur truma sadeshen you have to do every day and you have to put next to izbeach and this year how much you have to do. So it's an inherent significant act by itself. Ach hotzah sadeshen is result oriented. Eina mitzvah mitzad atzma ella demuchrachin anu lahotzias adeshen kedei lefanos makom amaracha vekradech siv hotzias adeshen lava meimer that tzivanu akasev shenotzias adeshen demeichet heisei shanicheo so sham laolam ella krahachi kamar kishe yotziu es adeshen when you take it out. Not you must take it out. Nimsa dotzah zu ena mitzvah b'fnei atzma ki machshiri avoda v'hainu lefanos makom amaracha. That's why Rashi and Tosfos says you don't have to do it every day. What about the Rambam? A little more difficult. According to the Rambam, who says you have to do it every day, that would seem to say that it is a mitzvah. Right? Lo'olam da'afle Rabbeinu. But he said, no, you're not mochrach. You could even say, even according to the Rambam, who says every day, it's every day to make sure the Mizbech always has makom. So that's what the Mishnah Lamelech says in Ilchas Tvidin Musafin here in Perek Beis Halacha Yud Gimel. Okay, we continue. Iba Elohu, says the Gemara. Iba Elohu, Yitzia ma'u shetol b'kiddush shenayim v'raglayim. If a Kohen goes out of the Azara, does that ruin his Kiddush? Does that ruin his Kiddush? Just like Psul Yotzei affects a carbon. If I take a carbon outside of its place, then it becomes Nifsal. So what about the washing? If you wash, is there a Psul Yotzei by Kiddush Yadayim Viraglayim? That is the question. So in Tipsalomar, Lina lo pasla. If you want to say Lina doesn't affect, right? If you want to say that Lina is not affected, like the morning to lo parish, because you didn't leave. You didn't leave the Azara. Aval yitzia de parish asuchim esek laite. But maybe if you leave, that's a hesek adas. Right? Rashi says, kederach shaposa b'chola kachim, shekitchu b'klisharis. Right? Odilma kiba de biyodol achzor, lo mesek. Or, you could come in whenever you want. In a second. So we say it's not a hesek adas, and therefore, it's not a problem. So Tashma, let's try to see. So kitchu yada viragla. What happens if somebody does kitchu yada viragla? He says the brisa of nitzma'u. And then he became tamei. Rashi says with the tumah derabanan. Matbilan means arach lekadesh. So he could just go into a mikvah and become tar from the tumah. He does not have to do kiddush again. Yatsu harehem b'kdush asan. But if he stuck his hands out of the azara, harehem b'kdush asan, then you don't even need tevila. You don't even need tevila. Right, needing tefillah is that you at most you need tefillah. you don't need kiddush, but you don't even need tefillah. And if you suck your hands out, you don't need anything. So you see that yotzei is not does not have an effect. So Gemara says yatsu yada lo kami baylan. Sticking your hands out, that for sure does not have an effect. Ki kami baylan yatsa kol gufo mai. We want to know whether your whole body, when he walked out, not just his hands, his whole body walked out. That's the question. So tashma shelo rachos yadayim v'raglayim. So what happens if somebody is not rachutz mekadesh b'kli shareis b'fnim? What does he do? What is he supposed to do? He's supposed to be mekadesh with a kli shareis b'fnim. The kior is an example of a kli shareis, but any other kli shareis would also work. He should wash his hands inside the azara. What happens if he doesn't? Kidesh b'kli shareis b'chutz o b'kli chol b'fnim. Right, you're missing one or the other. Osha taval b'mei ma'ara, or you just went to the mikvah, but you didn't do kiddush on raglayim, va'avad avadas apsula. So what's mashma from that of that brisa? Taima the kiddush b'kli shareis b'chutz. The problem is because you did kiddush outside. Ha kiddush b'fnim b'yatza avadas oksheira. If you did it inside and then went outside and came back in, mashma the avodah would be kosher. Somewhere says maybe not. Vilma kiddush b'kli shareis b'chutz hechidami. Maybe what does b'chutz mean? Not to be medayik, what you just were medayik. Maybe bachutz means hechidamik on the afiyad of lavar bekiddush. Maybe that means he stuck his hands out and was makadish. That's what is mentioned. Aval yata kol gufati baylocha. But maybe again, the Bryce is not talking about the whole body going out. We still don't know. So I'm going to say, Papa, Tashmat, let's try to prove it from the following. Yatza chutz l'mechitzas chomatza azara. If he goes out of the azara, im l'shaos, if he goes out for a while, l'shaos, to be there for a little while, ton tefila, then he also needs tevila. Im l'fi sha'ah, if he only went out for a moment, ton kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, then he only needs kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. But he does need that. Right? That sounds like he needs it. So Amalei, no, maybe again, a regular case of just going out and going in, maybe you wouldn't need. Amalei, Hagamai, Askina, what's this price talking about? You went out to relieve yourself. If you went out to the bathroom, so that's a hesach hadas. That might have different rules. That's an issue of lichluch, as Rashi says. That's not a question about you're dirty. That's not an issue of hesach hadas. So Gemara says, Habahedik tani lo, but what bathroom issues? That we learned beferish. Kalamesach raglov ton tfilov, kalamato mayim ton kinish dan raglayim. We already learned that if somebody has for gdolim, for ktanim. So ton of adam afarish. No, we say we did learn that, but maybe that's what it's referring to also. It says it unclearly and then it clears it up. Period. Last try, tashma. Para. Talking about para aduma. Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef amar. Mekadesh b'kli shareis bifnim. V'yotze. Remember the avodah of the para aduma is done on harazesim. So what does the Rav Chiya bar Yosef say? Though you have to do kiyar klisharis in azara and then go out and do the avoda. Rav Yochanan amar afilu b'chutz, afilu b'klicho, afilu b'kedush ocheres. Rav Yochanan says no, even outside, right? You could do it. But what do you see? According to the first opinion, you have to do it inside. You have to do it inside, and then you could go out. So again, doesn't that prove that the yitzia doesn't have an effect? Amar Papa says maybe the obvious answer. This is talking about paraduma. That's different. That avod is done outside. Shiny para. However, kol maaseh bachutz l'paslo b'yitzia. Right, because the whole mice is done outside. So again, that's not a raya for an avod that has to be done b'fnim. So ihachi l'amalei demakadesh. Right, if the whole avod is done outside and you're going outside, so why would he even require you to do the rechitza inside? Ke'en avodas p'nim. Be'inan, right? You still at least need ke'en avoda. It's still avoda, and whatever you can do inside, you still need that ke'en avoda. Right? Rashi quotes shinu yehu. That's the answer, and therefore that is why he does it b'fnim. But again, we still do not have an answer. We end up without. It's an abaye de lo ifshita. We don't have an answer at this stage to whether a kohen who does kiddush v'raglayim inside and then he goes outside, does that ruin his kiddush? So that is an unanswered question at this stage. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will the next couple of dafim will be put up from the last cycle, and then we'll pick up in a couple of days. Okay, we'll stop.